and 96.9 FM.
Live and local.
This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 19th of April, sunshine and 36 degrees on our way to 59 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Ashley McElvain. Ashley is with Sunflower Care Homes, but involved right now in a great fundraising effort for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about this challenge, Sunflower Care Homes and the LEAP program with Aaron Blocker up at Emporia State. Tell us what's been going on here.
All right. Sunflower Care Homes has some amazing fundraiser opportunities going on, one being with LEAP at ESU. Sunflower and LEAP at ESU are competing in a friendly competition to raise money for the Walk to End Alzheimer's on October 1st at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. For our friendly competition, we are raffling off 5 Alzheimer's baskets. Each basket contains a personalized item from a resident at Sunflower Care Homes. From a signed football from a former NFL player and ESU athletic coach Chuck Detweiler, to a hand-tied blanket, to a homemade apple pie made by one of our residents, and much more. Each basket contains an item in some way from Sunflower Care Homes and items from ESU and local businesses around Emporia. For every $5 donated on either one of our fundraising sites, you earn one drawing into each raffle on May 1st. Each organization has a link on their Facebook page for a donation. So far, we have sold 184 raffle tickets between each organization. Our goal is to get to 200 tickets, which we are challenging KVOE to get us to that 200 mark. Each organization has a goal. We are almost there. So we are also doing another fundraiser going on with Nutrition Nest on Commercial Street from May 2nd to May 7th. Every drink you purchase over $10, $2 goes towards Sunflower Care Homes' Walk to End Alzheimer's. We have had some great fundraisers going on to raise money for a cause that is near and dear to a lot of people. Recently, we just did a fundraiser where we sold chocolate bars from the world's finest chocolate, and every chocolate bar sold, a dollar went towards the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Well, Ashley, let me ask you, if you don't mind here, how the challenge came together between Sunflower and LEAP specifically.
Aaron and I are both on a committee team for the Walk to End Alzheimer's this year, and the goal is to raise $24,000 for Emporia area. Well, Aaron and I were sitting and talking one day, and we were trying to come up with raffle ideas, and we thought, why not baskets? And then we got the idea, why not have a resident that either has Alzheimer's or just the facility in general that takes care of residents with memory impairments, why not have them participate in an activity or a raffle that pertains to them in some type of way? And so that's where we got the idea to come up with the raffle baskets and have them participate in some way. We had a group of ladies from one house make a blanket where you tie the ends together, and that's going to go into like our movie raffle basket. And so Aaron and I just started coming up with something that a resident can do as an activity to help them, but also to go into the basket and be raffled off for anybody that donated money.
Well, so you have challenged us, huh?
Yes.
You have dropped the gauntlet.
We have.
Huh? Well, there it is. Yep. You're $80 away from your $1,000. Well, nothing wrong with going over the goal, is there?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely nothing at all. So, well, I think we'll accept your challenge. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Yeah, yeah. We'll If people want to donate, how can we do that so we can make sure we get to the $1,000?
So on each one of our Facebook pages, Erin's is Leap at ESU. You can go to her page, and there is a link on one of her posts that has the direct site to their Walk to End Alzheimer's page, as well as for Sunflower Care Homes on our Facebook page. There is a post that talks about our raffle, which I will re-upload again this morning, and you can click on that link and go, it'll go directly towards Sunflower Care Homes team, and you click donate, and then there are some options and you can donate money that way, and you will instantly be put in for our raffle.
Ashley, what is the importance of getting the fundraising rolling now as opposed to really closer to, I guess, the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which typically takes place in early October?
I guess our goal is to start raising money for a cause that's so near and dear. Our goal is to start early so this way we're not at last minute, you know, trying to go around and raise money for this cause. If we start out early, we're hoping that we can slowly get to that goal.
Well, we have been a very proud sponsor of the Walk to End Alzheimer's for many years, and we certainly plan on being there. So this the actual walk itself is October 1st?
Yes, and it is actually in the morning this year. It is not in the afternoon. I believe it's at 10:45 in the morning or 11.
Will this be at the fairgrounds then?
Yes.
Okay. But we need to get some challenges met and exceeded here. So again, as Ashley mentioned, get on the Sunflower Care Homes Facebook page or the Leap at Emporia Estate Facebook page. Get your donations in. Anything else we need to add here, Ashley?
Yes, actually, Sunflower Care Homes has a new facility open up in the month of June. It is on 15th Street. It is our Sunflower Care Homes legacy building. And as well as myself, Sunflower Care Homes, Angels Care Home Health, and Leap at ESU are starting an Alzheimer's support group meeting every month, the last Tuesday of every month. And we will be sending out more information about that, but we wanted to let everybody know we're starting to jumpstart an Alzheimer's support group meeting, and more information will be coming.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how close you were on that beautiful facility just off of 15th, right behind us here. So it really looks nice. I bet you're excited to get in, huh?
Yes, we are very excited. From the outside, it looks done, but we got a little bit of stuff to do in the inside, and it'll soon be done.
All right. Well, keep us posted, okay?
All right, thank you.
Have a great day, Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
Ashley McElvain with Sunflower Care Homes, teaming up with the LEAP program, Erin Blocker at Emporia Estate to raise money for the Walk to End Alzheimer's coming up October 1st. And we have been challenged here to see if we can come up with at least $80. I think we can do that, can we?
I believe we can make that happen, and probably fairly soon.
So, get on their Facebook pages, and we'll keep checking and keep the progress going, because one way or the other,
we'll get to $1,000.
Tomorrow morning at this time, that $1,000 will be in the Chuck rear view mirror.
Looking forward to it. Want to let you know that if you'd like to be part of our Newsmaker segments every 7:15 weekday mornings, we do have Fridays open. That could well be closed down here by the end of the day today. And most of our slots here to get us really through the end of April into early May are wide open now. So with a lot of community activities coming, we encourage you to call us so you can get those highlighted on our airwaves, 620-342-1400, or email kvue at kvue.com. Tomorrow we'll be joined by David Traylor, Zoo Director Lisa Keith, and Daphne Mays, who is the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at ESU, as we preview Party for the Planet. Big activities coming up on Saturday.
Big party there. And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Sunshine, 36 degrees. Good morning at 7:32. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful process and you're probably putting it off, but